Hey everyone, Ben here. Today I'm here with Mahmoud. How are you, man?
Yeah, everything's good. How about you?
Yeah, all good. Thanks so much for joining me today.
You're
to the
welcome.
listeners, we'll be discussing a very, very interesting case study. Mahmoud actually started and launched an affiliate site on an expired domain. And in just 5 months, I believe he's now doing over $2,000 a month. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
That's amazing. Is it your first site that you built on an expired domain?
No. Actually, I think it's my third or fourth site that I built from auctions.
Mm-hmm.
So it was built like on an expired domain that I bought from GoDaddy's auctions.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and I think it's my second or third like successful experiment with the auction domains.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So how did you get started? Tell us a little bit more about yourself, man.
Okay, yeah. So I started with the internet marketing like 8 or 9 years back. So when I was like 13 years old. I was just like growing like Facebook pages, like, you know, by spammy techniques and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just like monetized these pages with Google AdSense. So I basically like put some random stuff on random website. And start like to push these posts in Facebook pages. And yeah, I was making like good money like back then, but then Facebook closed my pages and AdSense also closed my account like for 3 times. So yeah, but I got like things going on like since back then. And then probably 2017, I started to take things like more a bit seriously. And yeah. And since then, like I've been working like on SEO, started to study SEO and built like affiliate sites. And now in 2020, we do have a portfolio of affiliate websites or niche sites. Mm-hmm. We currently have probably over like 8 or 9 sites plus a 30-person team successfully. Finally.
Amazing.
Yeah. Consists from like writers and editors and people who do outreach and stuff like that. So yeah,
what's the size of the team in total?
We have almost like, I think 28 or 30 persons, something like that.
Wow. Oh, oh yeah. Yeah. But, and that's for your content writing business as well, right? So everything.
Yeah,
together.
Yeah. Because we recently also launched a service, which is a content service also for niche sites. So that's why we do have a lot of writers, editors, mm-hmm, and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And project, mm-hmm. Project managers as well.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get the idea for a 40 site? Did you first off actually find the niche and kind of planned on it, or did you just randomly stumble on the domain that kind of matched the niche on auctions?
Yeah, the thing is I usually like to like explore like auction domains like every 2 or 3 days and see what are the good opportunities there. And then I stumbled upon this domain. It was like probably 20 years old domain in that
20.
Particular niche. Yeah. 20. It was like from probably 2001 or something, or 20 or 2000. Anyway, so I took that. So I saw the domain. It did not have like a lot of good links. So it wasn't like big authority domain at all. But I thought like the domain name was cool. It's pretty aged. So I think it will help us like skipping the sandbox period. And it did. So I bought the domain, for like probably $300 or something. So nothing mm-hmm. crazy. But it has like few good links and pretty much that's it. And I built the site on it. And probably just in 1 month or something, ranking started to go up. Returning to your question. So I did not have the niche in my mind before finding the domain. So I found that domain first. And then I started to think how I can monetize this domain.
That's awesome. And it's an EMD, exact match domain?
No. It's like a brand name. It was like a magazine, but they just closed, like many years back, and I restarted everything. And even
right.
The good thing that the domain name has like a monthly search volume. Because it was a very active like magazine like back then.
Oh, so like so, they're actually actively searching for the domain.
Yeah, like 200 like or 300 searches per month, which is pretty good because domain popularity also plays a big role in expired domains and in domains in general.
Yeah.
And with these recent updates, the more popular the domain is, the better ranking you will have eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I often read that when you go with an expired domain, like this is actually a mistake that I made first off. with my first expired domain. So I bought an expired domain, and it was actually Italian, but then I wanted to rank with .it for the English market just because of the amazing links it had. And I also switched up the niche. This was a big mistake when I was first starting out. So I think it's super important that you keep the same niche and covering the same topic as it did in the past, so that you can kind of get a boost.
Exactly. Exactly. Actually, for expired domains, the most important thing is that you keep the main like niche or category. So you need to keep up like the relevancy. It should be 100%, almost 100% the same. You don't need to switch niches or stuff like that, because if Google knew that like the niche like has changed, or Google like become like suspicious about the domain, you probably will not rank at all. And I saw like sometimes people even remove the domain from index. So you put a lot of content and stuff like that, and people like penalize the domain. So so you need to like to be like 100% relevant to your expired domain.
And what is your approach for, so I'm guessing that you have some kind of a solution that allows you to browse through the expired domain on Google that is auctioned a bit faster. How do you do that?
I would say we use, you know, the website called expireddomains.net. Mm-hmm. So it allows us to put like some filters. So I just like put probably like trust flow filter from Majestic. And then I go like through the domain. I make sure that like it's not like being like spammed. I go also with the web archive. I check if the domain has been used as a PBN or something like that before. I check the anchor text as well in Ahrefs. I make sure that the anchor text is normal, like it has like brand name anchor text and naked URL like anchor text, because they are the most common anchor text. I think that's more or less what I look for. So I look for like one, it's not spammed. Number two, the anchor texts are normal. Number three, the trusted flow in according to Majestic is like.
And what metric do you? Above 10. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I go, to be honest, like 8 or 9, but I mean like 10 is the standard.
Yeah. I get it. To be honest, like with my experience, I don't really believe that the benefit from the expired, or better to call them aged domains, the benefit doesn't really come from the links, because in your example, I don't believe that your DR is super huge or that you have a ton of links, but it's the age, right? It's the age behind the domain that really allows you to boost like crazy, right?
Let me tell you something. The DR of this website was very low. It doesn't have like, it probably had like 20 referring domains or something, or 30 maximum. But the thing is, the domain has as I told you, like a lot of search per month, which like contributes to the to its success. Plus also the age of the domain usually allows you to skip the sandbox period, which get things faster. But I would say the main contribution to its success is the content and publishing content. And that's another story we will talk about. But for the domain, it's all about the domain popularity. That's number one. Number two, the age of the domain. I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And for the actual content, what did you do with the content? Did you map out all the content in the beginning, do all the research, and then just smashed out the content like crazy? Or did you like periodically add a bit of content, noticed, okay, we can also do this, we can also do that?
Yeah, that's a good question. What we do actually is we first of all, before launching any website, we create a content plan. Okay, this content plan usually consists for affiliate websites consists of 70% affiliate content and 30% info content. And what we do and what contributes the most is we focus on a certain category. It's like subcategory or sub niche inside the niche itself. So let's say you have a niche. Let's say it's hardware. We focus on, for example, keyboards only, for example, okay? And then we push a lot of content in this subcategory, which is keyboards. And once we start getting the rankings going up and we start to see some, like Google gives us like some authority and some relevancy, we start leverage this huge relevancy on this topic to another related topics. So we can start targeting like, for example, mouse, monitors, like anything related to the hardware. So that's what we basically do. We start with like focusing on certain category, like small category, and we push all of the content for it, for our initial content plan. And then once we start to rank and see the, some good results, like good keywords in page number two, page number one, we start targeting another categories and so on. So that's basically how it works inside mm-hmm. our company.
that's awesome. And yeah, here we come to my number one question that I'm super, super excited to ask. Like you mm-hmm. mentioned that you have a lot of keywords that are on, like when they start getting to positions, like 5, 10, the first page, basically. Since yeah. you shared the URL of your site with me, so mm-hmm. thanks so much for your trust with that. Oh, I just took a look, and you have a ton of snippets, right?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, how did you manage to secure so many snippets? Like there's this common advice that I hear from others. They say, yeah, just check the current snippet and just try to make mm-hmm. it better. But that advice is just a bit, well, it doesn't really help you that much. Yes.
Yeah. I would say it's all about the like your on page. So it was all about like the on page optimization that we did in the article itself. So what I do basically, I go to Ahrefs and I looked for the like main keywords. And when I pick the main keyword, I try to organize the format of the article, which allows Google to understand how the article flows, starting from the introduction up to like the final thoughts. So what I do is like the headings are so important. So we try to put the main keyword in H2, and then we start listing the products like below the H2, like in bullet points or something like that, which allows Google to understand very easily, like when someone searches for the main keyword, let's say best keyboards for gaming, for example. So I could do like an H2 with best keyboards for gaming in 2020, for example. And I start like listing the products like all together below that heading. And then Google start to understand the article better, and then it will feature you as a feature snippet. So it's all about like the formatting of the article. That's number one. We try to keep it simple. We organize our H2 and H3s because they are really, really helpful when it comes to feature snippets. And second thing is basically the anchor text of our internal links. It also helps a lot. So that's what we basically do. Also there's something else. I would recommend always like check your headings, because you need also your products. For example, like, you know, the format of the buying guides, which is like best keyboard for gaming. Let's say that's our buying guide. So we have H1, H2, H3. So you need to manage your headings. You need to put your products in H3. You need to put your main keyword as H2, and the title of the article is in H1. So Google can understand like the headings, like what headings are related to others.
And then you can start. What would be, so for example, if the H1 is best keyboard for gaming,
yes,
right?
Yes, since yes, that's yes,
the
main yes, one. Yes.
What would be the H2? Yep. What would be the H3?
The H2 could be like our list of the best gaming keyboards, or our list of the best keyboards for gaming, and like anything like that. So for example, after the introduction, you need to start reviewing the products, right? So before starting the review, you can put an H2 with, let's say, the 10 best keyboards for gaming in 2020, and then you start reviewing the products. Or you can put something like our list of keyboards for gaming, and then you start like number one, keyboard X, number two, keyboard Y, and so on.
Mm-hmm. And you prefer to use H3s for the products instead of H2s?
We did all of our experiments like based on these like H2 and H3s. We did a lot, and we found that better results come when you put the products in H3s, and you put your main keyword in H2 once above the product reviews. Mm-hmm. So, and we implement this like across all of our websites, and we usually get a lot of feature snippets with
that. That actually makes sense, because I just remembered that now one of my sites, affiliate sites, I changed it up. I went from using H2s as products to H3s, and it got a few featured snippets. So that you could be onto something here.
Yeah, thank you.
So just wanted to ask you. So at the moment, you're still with Amazon Affiliate, right? Since the brutal thing that they did by cutting the fees, are you going to be changing to any other partnership affiliate programs? Or just still staying with them?
Let's say first of all, I will stay with Amazon, but that doesn't mean that we will not do anything like outside of Amazon, because actually we were doing that. We were doing like some private affiliate deals, and we also like doing some ads here and there. Not on this particular website, but I'm talking about the across our mm-hmm. portfolio. So we have some experiences with other programs rather than Amazon. And for this particular site, we tried to contact other like manufacturers and do some deals with them. And actually we got an offer with 15% commission rate on a product that Amazon gave us like 3%. And it's a big store in that niche. So we are experimenting this, and I think we will see some good results. So I would say, we will try to diversify our monetization methods on this particular website, along with putting some ads and stuff like that. So we were not sticking to Amazon 100%. Yeah, completely agree with this.
This is also something I wanted to ask you. You mentioned that you have, which we'll talk about later, the plans for the future, but you mentioned that you have actually planned implementing an opt-in and also implementing a digital product. So I'm just wondering how do you plan to do that, and how does a digital product work out on other sites? What kind of successes you've had with that?
Yeah, I got you. Because actually we had another website that we already implemented that. We did some like email marketing. We have been like getting like probably over 50 or 70 email per day. Mm-hmm. And then we have created our like kind of ebook, which is like guide to, let's say our website again is about hardware and or let's say gaming, for example. So let's say we did an ebook like your guide to, I don't know, PC gaming or gaming console, anything like that. And then after collecting some emails, we start pushing some helpful guides in the beginning, and then we start selling them some ebooks. So that's like the digital product we basically rely on. We tried this in one niche site, and we had some good results. Not amazing, but I mean good, pretty good results. And we will start implementing that in that particular website soon. So that's how it works usually.
And for the opt-in, do you already offer a free book, or do you only sell it on the back end, the emails?
No, we sell it on the back end. So I collect the emails by saying, for example, we will send you some helpful tips and tricks and stuff like that. Or, like, example, before you go, make sure to check out like anything. So we sell
right.
it only.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have any info on the percentages? So, for example, if Amazon affiliate represents like 100%, how much of the email earnings would it be?
No, I would say you mean like our income from Amazon affiliate.
No. So I mean, just like the percentage that you would get in terms of the earnings, for your info product, for your ebook, right? How many sales percentage does it represent?
Oh, yeah. Got you. I think we got like probably, I would say 1 or 2%. I would say up to 3%, something like that. So it's not that big. So that's why.
So Amazon is still the main one.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Amazon makes up like probably 70% or 60% of our income. The other is ads, and then we have like small portion of digital products.
But ads have been working out well for you.
The digital products or Amazon?
No, ads. So display ads.
Yeah, ads. We just started like just before the virus thing, so the CPMs are quite low right now. Yeah, because advertisers are not like putting some money into ads. But if things were back to normal, we will be doing some good numbers with ads. We do with.
Do you have any estimation? So, for example, from Amazon, you're making 2,000 per month. How much would you say you will be making from ads, and how many page views per month?
I would say from this website, we would be making probably $400 from ads. Yeah, because the keyword CPMs are quite high for these affiliate terms, because most of our traffic goes to affiliate terms like best blah blah, you know, these type of keywords, and these type of keywords usually have pretty good CPMs. So I would say we would be doing like 400 or 500 minimum per month from ads.
And how many page views per month would you say?
We currently have, I would say, like 20,000 page views per month, more or less. Yeah.
Cool. And what are your plans for the future, other than implementing the digital product, the email marketing for this site?
Yeah, for sure. We had, like, as I told you, like, before launching, we do like our content plan. And this content plan like contains like several products or several subcategories. So once we get like the first category or the first two categories like ranking and everything is good, we start publishing content on the other categories as well. So and that's we just started with like doing this like recently. So we started to go like to the third category we have on the website, and we are just going on. So we have a content plan that we will need like probably 700,000 words to finish it. So yeah, so we still have a long journey with many keywords.
Amazing. So you're definitely planning to go big on this site, yeah?
Yeah. I'm planning like to be like in the top like three, like in this niche. So I hope
amazing.
So.
Amazing. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Any recommendations, resources, or any other tips that you would recommend from other sites to the listeners?
Yeah, definitely. I would say, first of all, to rank well, you need to prove to Google that you are you are an expert in this niche. So to prove your expertise, you need to work for sure on page and off page. For the off page, we all know like the backlink story, so we'll not like mention it. But for the on page, to prove your expertise, you need to first of all publish high quality content. That's the first point. Second point is to cover as many topics as you can and to answer as many users' queries as you can. So let's say you are talking about keywords. You must go through like keyword explorer, for example, from Ahrefs. And you can check like how many questions are people asking in this like keyboard gaming kit stuff. And then if you cover like, let's say 60 or 70% of these questions that people ask on a monthly basis, Google will reward you because you are answering like more questions to the users and Google really care about the user experience. So if you really did that, you will prove to Google that you are an expert in this particular niche. And eventually you will get better rankings. Along with off-page work, for the off-page work, you definitely need good links from authority websites to prove for Google, it's another proof that other big websites are sending you votes because every link is count like vote from other websites. So if you did that work on page and off page all together, you will get some amazing rankings for sure.
Yeah, maybe it's really important that we mentioned that you did not build any links to this site, right?
Yeah. According to when we talked to this like about this particular website, we did not build any links, like not at all, and all of our success with it with purely from content and the expired domain. Yeah, but on like across our portfolio, we do definitely backlinks for many other websites. And actually, to take this website to like high levels, like let's say cross five figures per month in terms of profit, we definitely need to work on backlinks. So I would say like to get like the like good levels of earnings from affiliate websites, we are talking like 2,000, 3,000, all is fine. I took websites probably up to like $4,000 per month purely from content, and it's perfectly fine. But there's like certain stage to cross, you need, I think, some backlinks work.
And for the majority of your links, since you have like a content company, do you write guest posts to get the links, or do you pay for them? How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, for links, we like in 2019, we were doing like PBNs, but we completely stopped it. So now we are doing like outreach. So we outreach for guest posts. We outreach also for niche edits. So I do have like two or three employees in my company who do like outreach on a like a regular basis. And that's how we build our links. So yeah, pretty much that's it. So we pay for it. Yeah. The answer for your question.
And with the content agency, what do you do? When do you start it? What do you offer people?
Yeah, actually, that was like, we started this company probably like July 2019. Mm-hmm. But the problem with that, like, or the idea that like came like, let's say In 2017, when I started like building affiliate websites, we had this problem, or I had this problem because I didn't have any team yet. Like I had like very small budget and I needed to build a lot of content, you know? So for any affiliate website, we're talking about like plus one, like one, like 100,000 words to start with. Usually I do that. I do like that. And then I had like only two solutions. Like the first solution is go to like with low quality content with cheap prices, or like the high quality content that you have to pay a lot for. So that was a big problem and it limited my opportunities in the beginning. I currently like, we worked on solving this problem by hiring people from all over the globe. So we don't focus on like native countries or native speakers like United States or United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. We look for like writer from any country, especially like in Egypt. We look for like graduates from like British and American schools and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they do have like very good English, English level. And then we hired them as full-timers or part-timers or whatever. And then we started to be able to publish a lot of content with really affordable prices, but keeping the quality like pretty good. So that's what we basically do. And after that, once we had like the systems in place, the SOPs, the employees, editors, everything, it was like the natural, progression, you know, to offer it as a service to help also other people who are struggling with the same problem, that they have like limited budget and they want pretty good content for their like budget. So we worked on this and we're currently aiming to be like the best content service at our price ranges. So let's hope so.
And you also offer something very good, which is the fact that you also upload to WordPress, right? As an add-on do server optimization.
Yeah.
And
the thing is, ContentWish is a fully managed content service. Yeah, you can order like content alone, like content writing, but you mm-hmm. can also find services like keyword research, content planning that I take care of like by myself, because I'm definitely like, I'm not a writer and I don't write at all. But my work is like basically to plan and to do the keyword research mostly. So we offer this as a service, but the team like do like everything starting from, as I told you, from writing up to uploading to WordPress with proper images and everything. And also like we do offer for sure like server SEO optimization, that I also want to like to talk a little bit about this, because server SEO also helped us a lot with our rankings. So after like doing a lot of tests and we saw like pretty good results, I decided to implement it in our service, and we offer it also as an add-on in our service. So we do everything starting from, as I told you.
Yeah. And if people want to learn more about mm-hmm. your content service or ask you a question, what's the best place to find you and reach out to you?
Yeah, I would say for the content service, the URL or the link is contentwish.com. So contentwish.com, yeah, it's easy. And for my personal website is meetmahmoud.com, where you can like ask me anything, or also you can reach me out like on Facebook or anything else. I usually reply back to as many people as I can.
Awesome. Yeah. Any last words, any last tips, any books you'd recommend before we wrap this up?
Yeah, I would recommend, if you are starting out, and you can afford to buy a small website or an expired domain, it will really help you like get things going like quite faster than normal. Starting with a brand new website is good, but it's not the best solution, because you need to wait for minimum like 6 or 8 months to start seeing some good results in mm-hmm. most cases. Mm-hmm. So that would be a good, like my main advice. The second thing is that try to work on the topical relevancy. Try to focus on certain category and publish a lot of content on this category. And then after that, start going towards other subcategories in your niche. What else? Yeah, and for backlinks, focus on outreach. You can get some good results. Just make sure that the website is not like saying we offer guest posts for $100 and stuff like that, because Google go towards those links and it could penalize your website. If you do this, so go towards websites that offer guest posts, but without saying that we do that, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else? I think pretty much that's it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Mahmoud, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all the knowledge. Wish you a great day. And yeah, speak soon.
Thank you. Bye bye.